talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. Exchange Club.
And are on the Exchange Club on this getaway Friday, May the 29th, 2020, 22 minutes past the hour. Now, here's the thing. We have paid tribute all week to Charlie Evers, and we're going to continue to pay tribute to him starting at 1 o'clock today until 8 a.m. Monday morning. Aside from 3 hours this weekend, it'll be nothing but Charlie all weekend, the best of his programs. But this is the last hour. We've had 4 days of great celebration. We've had John Steele on, and Dennis Garrigan, and Jeff Ruth, and Mary Ellen Withrow, and David Newell and Brenda Donegan, and just tremendous. Charlie was in the Marian Star this week, the Columbus Dispatch, the Associated Press. Sunday, Just Musing with Brenda Donegan in the Marian Star will be dedicated to Charlie Evers. And we just got another really nice thing to Charlie, so I'm just going to read it as it is here, and this is what we're going to do. It is with great fondness and respect that the Marion County Fair Board sends our sympathies to the family and many friends of Charlie Evers, who passed away May 24th. Charlie affected so many people throughout the community during his lifetime. This picture shows the dedication of Evers Arena on the fairgrounds and describes his dedicated work to make sure it was built. For that reason, it was named after him. Thanks again, Charlie. Your efforts have blessed many 4-H kids and families over the decades. So, you know, that's nice. And the picture is on Facebook, Marion County Fair, Marion, Ohio. That's where it is. And Charlie was a part of this Exchange Club program for 11 years. 11 years Exchange Club's been on the air. How about that? Started with Marianne Michaels, Charlie Evers, and myself. And Marianne retired in 2016. And Charlie was with me until last month, April. Now, what I want to do in this last hour of live programming today. Well, we'll have 2 hours tonight, Friday Night Live with Bailey Hunt, 8 to 10. But in this portion of the program is if anybody does want, I know there are a lot of people out there listening who knew Charlie and listened to his show on here. If you'd like to say anything, this is the time where we're going to do it. We'll go back to Family Feud here in just a second. But, you know, I think as we wrap up this week of tributes, it's important if you want to do that, I want to give you the opportunity to do that. 740-383-9944, 24 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. I know there are so many people out there who had such nice things to say about Charlie and listened to his program and enjoyed him for so many years, before this station. 52 years he was on the air here in Marion. How about that? 52 years. That is unbelievable. Now, like I say, I'm going to leave the phone lines open at 740-383-9944. And we've played some of these clips of Charlie this week quite a bit. They're fun to listen to because it shows Charlie having a good time and laughing and just some of our favorite moments of him. And we got this. This is a little different, but I wanted to get it in before this week of tributes is over. And I think this is going to be fun to play because there's one thing for sure. I know this for sure, that no matter what you were doing, and the thing about Evers Arena proves this, whatever you were doing, Evers Arena, Lady Justice, Buckeye Chuck, Peanut Push, anything Charlie was involved in, he was always on your side. So, I think this is a nice tribute to the man, Charlie Evers. So, hope you enjoy this, and we'll come back and talk.
Well, I'm Charlie Evers, and this is the first time on my program here. I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. I have no guest today. That is reserved for next week, and I'll either have Fred Malone or George Kasotis on next week. And today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I'm looking into your eyes.
That's nice. No, so nobody knows if it's poinsettia or poinsettia?
No, give us a call, 740-333-9944. Is it poinsettia?
Well, that really got in with you with Madge, didn't it? You guys didn't see eyeball to eyeball on that one.
Like I say, Madge never pronounced it right.
She's dead. She can't defend herself.
I know. Boy, I tell you, this is for me has been a great thrill. It always is to see Mr. McFeely, and I can relive my past.
Well, so we're about to sign, ready to sign off?
We're anytime you want.
Okay, well then, Charlie, you do the honors. This is your show. It's been my honor to be here, and I'm glad you're promoting the Strasburg Railroad,
yes,
too.
Exactly.
That's in Pennsylvania, my home state. So it's been a pleasure being here. I hope I'm back for the parade next year, and we'll do it even bigger and better.
You're up, yes.
Okay. So you take it away,
yep,
Charlie.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Speedy delivery.
Well, let's see, right now, 12:54, and we're here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. We're on the main drag, you might say. It's not a drag, but the main street here. And we're kind of like surrounded by concessions. We're straight across the street from the one out of Columbus, the famous one with their Bahama Mamas.
Bahama Mama.
Schmitz, yeah.
The music of the Lasickney Brothers. How are you doing tonight, Charlie?
Is it Lasickney? What was it?
Oh, here we go. Lasickney. Lasickney.
Lasickney.
No. Lasickney.
Okay, well, I'll ask them when they come in.
If you think that'll help, we'll work on it. Santa Claus, you are kind of the man of the hour tonight.
Oh, yes.
It's exciting for you to be here.
Boy, he's really talkative. Yeah.
You know what I didn't realize how hard it is to wear headphones with a Santa hat. It's a horrible thing. Santa, this is your big... Forget it. Give us a nice introduction for your favorite group.
Yes, I think they're such a group that they deserve to have a magazine story written about them. The Now, I call them Lasickney.
Lasickney, right? Lasickney. Yeah, Lasickney. Lasickney.
Lasickney.
Lasickney. Did you listen to Charlie on the air?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Charlie is...
Legend.
Yeah, legend. That's it. Yeah. Legend. Yeah. Right.
He's one of the, like Cher. You don't need a last name. You say Charlie. Everybody knows Charlie. Obviously, people are going to remember him from, you know, the number of things that he's been involved in and the thousands and thousands of dollars he's raised for good causes.
But, and I will say, and I think on behalf of everybody at this station, I don't think this station would have ever been around 5 years later if it hadn't been for Charlie, because people like to listen to him, and that's why he's always in the repeats, and we've taped everything he's ever done here, so it'll be on forever and ever.
You know, curiosity has been my big thing. I once was at a railroad crossing, and I saw what looked like vandals had strung beads of paint all over the place. And so I said, boy, you should see what some vandals did last night. Well, the railroad people called me up and said, we weren't no vandals. We were tracing those silver lines, tracing our underground wires to update their crossing signals. But curiosity. You know,
curiosity.
You got to have curiosity.
And we will miss you, Charlie. There is no doubt about it. It doesn't seem right doing this show without him here. And, you know, I don't know. We're certainly not a music station, but that song had it right. I'm Forever on Your Side, and that was Charlie Evers. When you needed somebody, he was right there. I don't think he ever told me no. I asked him to do so many things. I said, Charlie, could you do election coverage? Charlie, could you do the Bratwurst Festival? Charlie, could you do the Marion County Fair? Anytime I said anything to Charlie, he said yes. He always said yes, and he always said yes to everybody in the community. I hope you enjoyed that, and, you know, you just have to forgive us here. We're very sad that Charlie's gone, and we're paying tribute to him this week, and I hope you listen all weekend long, as often as you can, because to hear his voice on the radio doing what he did best for 52 years is really a treat. So he'll be on starting at 1 o'clock, Charlie Evers, when this show's over today, and running through 8 a.m. Monday morning. I think there are only 3 hours this weekend where he will not air. And I don't know what shows are coming up, to be honest with you. I don't know. I did not choose them. It would just be the best of Charlie all weekend. Probably taking questions, giving information, and doing what he did best, being on the radio. What a week it's been, remembering a legend. And seeing all these tributes to him has been really fun. The fairgrounds, the AP, as I said, the Marion Star, the Columbus Dispatch, and all the people who've called in and wanted to say things about Charlie. What a trooper this man was. And I was talking to his daughter yesterday, and, you know, again, it comes back to curiosity. And wherever Charlie is right now, I know wherever he is trying to figure it out. How did I get here? What's going on? And then he's relaying it to somebody else, because that's what Charlie did. He found out information and he relayed it to somebody else, and it's been said all week. It started this morning with John Steele. It sounds cliche, but there will never be another Charlie Evers. You cannot replace him. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. There's only one. And, you know, there are very few broadcasters who you can say that about, but he's one of them. Now, again, we'll leave the phone lines open 34 minutes past the hour. If there's anything you'd like to say, this would be your opportunity. I know Nate did that the other night, and people called in and said great things, and we appreciate that. And we've had people call in this week and say great things. They've remembered Charlie from the Big Banana. That caller the other day was great. Fred Malone called in the other day, who was on Charlie's show so many times. A lot of great memories. So we do want to leave the phone lines open, because we do have 26 minutes left in the broadcast today. So if you have anything you want to say, go ahead and say it. That's what it, or anything else on your mind. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, it's interesting, because over these years, you put together these promos for shows, and I remember one of our great callers, and he's called in today, Ernie Brees, and he's won prizes on the station and so on and so forth. I don't know if Ernie's still listening. I know he was last hour. But I remember him calling in and at one point telling Charlie how he used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and listen to Charlie on the radio and give financial advice, I think is what it was. And it started him getting up early in the morning. And I think Ernie has trouble seeing, so that he listens to a lot of radio. And Charlie was somebody he listened to and continued to listen to him here on this station, and we're so glad to have Ernie Brees as a listener out there. And I know that there were connections like that, and that used to give Charlie such a kick when he would hear stories like that of people who had listened to him for such a long time. And Martha Dowse calling in earlier, you know, it's just there are connections and friendships that were made that will last forever. So it's an ending in certain ways, but in other ways, you know, Charlie will certainly go on forever because he's just one of those people. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Oh, this looks good. Oh, and you even got some pie here.
I know.
This is. Can you sit down for a moment?
No, I haven't. No. Brought me.
You said no. Well, this is so good. Thank you.
There's whipped cream in that.
Whipped cream in that? Well, you can hear me talk about it. I'm going to eat it right now.
Okay.
I'm not going to wait.
Nope, I got to run.
Have fun.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I figure you're starving.
I am. It's been a long day. Thanks. See ya. Delivery here from Stewart's Root Beer. How nice. Got a root beer here and strawberries. Oh, strawberry pie. Look at this. Now, see, this is the type of friends you want to have. These are the type of friends in life you want to have who bring you food. Okay, let's see here. We got a diet root beer, a big diet root beer. And that's what I need, too. A big diet root beer. 37 minutes past the hour. All right. I'm going to get back to Family Feud here so I can try to start to eat. Because this looks good. All right. Now, see, now that's a friend. Now, think about that. Somebody who knew I was going to be here all day. I've been here since 8 o'clock this morning talking on the air. And thought I might be hungry. How cool. Michelle, the proprietor of Stewart's Root Beer here in Marion. And they don't make deliveries, by the way. So I thank her for doing that. Wow, what do we got here? Uh-oh. French fries, shredded chicken sandwich, French fries, whipped cream, oh, even a whipped cream and a little side container here, cheese for the fries, ketchup for the fries. Oh, man. Strawberry pie. What a day this is going to be. This is going to be delicious. 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, give me a call. Now my mouth is watering. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Boy, this smells so good and looks so good. I'm going to have to take a bite of this sandwich. So you're going to have to just hear me take a bite of this sandwich because it looks and smells so good. Well, that's good. You know, that is delicious. Warm. Tastes good. It's good. Have you ever heard somebody just eat their lunch right on the radio? Just bring the program to an absolute halt to eat lunch. That's what's going on now. What is the last day of May? You know, we're getting very informal as we head into the month of June here. June 2020. By the way, our 6-year anniversary of this station comes up. June the 10th? Yeah, I believe June the 10th. We'll have been on the air 6 years. Holy. 6 years. This station. And I certainly hope everybody has enjoyed the 6 years. Does anybody have a favorite memory in general of the 6 years of this station? You know, there are so many things that go through my head when I think about this. Oh, thank goodness we're getting a call so I can eat. That's what I'm looking forward to. Go ahead, caller.
What?
Yes, Martha.
I'm going to have the governor. You know the governor's full name?
Mike DeWine.
Richard Michael DeWine.
Richard Michael DeWine.
He made me the queen of dance because I made him elected for the United States General. Attorney General.
Right.
And I went to his farmhouse in Plain City and gave dance, helped him to get elected.
Really?
And his wife called and said, Martha, will you bring your students down to Plain City in Madison County and help my husband get to be elected Attorney General? I did, and he got elected. He says, Martha, you know you have one of the most outstanding studios in the United States. Could you help me get elected? And when my mother died, he flew an American flag over the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. And I'm calling to tell you I'm going to call the governor and have an Ohio State flag hung over the State House in Columbus for Mr. Evers.
Well, that's nice of you, Martha.
Won't that be nice?
That's not. I'm having a chicken sandwich here from Stewart's. I had a delivery.
I'm going to have Scott's shirt there hanging up on the flagpole there by the courthouse.
That's nice.
That's true. I'm listening to you, and I'm going to listen 24 times 7 days a week.
Well, I appreciate that, Martha.
Scott, you're wonderful. You are wonderful, and you are so nice to do all the work you're doing for Charlie Evers.
Well, he was a good friend, Martha. We had a nice long relationship.
I know it. And you're special, honey.
Well, thank you, Martha.
Don't forget the flag is going to be done by the governor. You know, Michael DeWine has never lost an office.
Is that right?
I want him to be president.
You never know, Martha.
He never loses.
I know. He could win if he decided to run.
Keep up the good work, and I'm praying the rosary for you.
Thank you, Martha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, the one and only Martha Dowse. You know, this food is so good, I can't stop eating it. This is going to be a problem for the next 20 minutes. If anybody else has anything to say, go right ahead. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, in radio, we need in baseball, we need pinch hitters. Like when somebody brings food that you want to eat because you're hungry, somebody would have to step in so you can eat and finish the broadcast. Well, we thank Martha for calling. 43 minutes past the hour here on the Exchange Club. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Man, this strawberry pie looks good. And whipped cream in a container here. Now, I got to get the ketchup open. Now, you know the thing with ketchup is you never have enough. But it looks like in this to-go box, there might be enough ketchup here to eat this. All right, here comes another call. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
I got a family food question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
What is the most favorite color of cars sold all over America?
Favorite color of cars sold all over America? I would say...
It could be a variety of anything, really.
Oh, let me see. What color do I see the most of? Maybe blue?
Well, I was actually putting that out to the crowd.
Oh. Well, my guess will be blue, and we'll see if anybody can come up with it. But you say the favorite color...
Yeah. I just thought it would be something so you could eat.
Well, that's... You know, this is so good, I can't stop. You know, this is kind of half-professional here today. But it's Friday. It's the fifth hour. What can you do?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, what is the number one color of cars made in the United States? That's what we're looking for. 45 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, we've got the ketchup here. You know, I never understood the differences in ketchup. Now, I'm not a big ketchup person, I'll tell you that. But what is the difference between all the brands? Can anybody taste a difference in ketchup? Like generic ketchup or Heinz or Hunt's or... Does anybody really taste the difference in the type of ketchup that's out there? As I have some fries with ketchup on them. Boy, these are good. I should have a PSA or something to play here. So you don't just get to hear me eat on the air. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think is the number one color of car made in the United States? Does anybody know? Hard to tell. What do we got next here on our Family Feud? Let me see here. I'll move my chicken sandwich off the papers. Let's see here. At your job, out of 60 minutes in each hour, how many do you spend actually doing work? How about that? At your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many do you actually spend doing work? Ooh, there's one. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Red?
Red. You know, Red might be right. I don't know. We'll have to, you know, I don't have the answer, to be honest with you. We'll see if our caller calls back in and lets us know. It could be Red. You are right.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. Is it Red? Caller, call back and let us know. Is the number one color Red? 740-383-9944. That's a good chicken sandwich. Fries are good, too, from Stewart's Root Beer here in Marion. You know, some people just call it the root beer stand. Some people call it Stewart's Root Beer. Some people, I don't know, I don't really know what the proper name is. Go ahead, caller.
Well, what I was looking at, it was saying it was white.
Really? White?
Yeah.
Now, more than red or blue?
Right.
Now, where was that information at?
It was just on the internet.
That's interesting.
I was kind of surfing through it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so the number one color of cars manufactured in the United States is white. Now, how many people out there have white cars? Now, my car is not white. I don't think I've ever owned a white car. I had a black car. I had a red car. I had two red cars. Two red cars, a black car. Then I had one of these cars. It kind of had a gold color. And people, I went to the dealer once. And they said that color was champagne. Now, see, that to me is a typical dealer. What color is your car? Champagne. Now, who else would use that? Go ahead, caller.
They probably have to work about 15 minutes.
Oh, let's see here. Yeah, you're 15 minutes. Let's see where that is on the list. 15, yes. Number 6 on the list is 15 minutes. You've got it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
I forgot what I had going on there. Yeah, the Family Feud question I have, at your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many do you spend actually doing work? 15 minutes is on there. 15 minutes is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we've got 6 answers left. At your job, out of 60 minutes in an hour, how many hours do you actually spend doing work? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Now, I have not proposed to anybody yet today. 10 minutes left in the morning. You never know. We talked about this earlier. It could come out in the next 10 minutes. You know, now I've got food here, so I'm really, really in a good mood. So I really might just drop the proposal right on the air here. Go ahead, caller.
How about 30 minutes?
30 minutes. 30 minutes is the number 2 answer. 30 minutes. Thank you.
Yep.
Not the number 1 answer, but the number 2 answer. At your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how much time do you actually spend doing work? Now, number 2 is 35. Number 6 is 15. We've got 1, 3, 4, 5, and 7. Those are the answers left. Let's see what we got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
How about 45 minutes?
45 is the number 1 answer. You've got it. Thank you.
1,
All right, the number one answer is 45 minutes. So we got 45 minutes, 30 minutes, 15 minutes. We still don't have 3, 4, 5, and 7. 3, 4, 5, and 7. Those are the minutes left on the big board tonight. Does anybody know what those minutes are, minute amounts? At your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many hours do you actually spend doing work? That is the question on the table. Now, don't forget, coming up when this show's over today, starting at 1 o'clock, it's the Best of Charlie Evers. 3,000 hours of Charlie we have saved up on this station over the last 6 years, and I don't know what's going to play, but I do know the next show on this station will be a Charlie Evers show with Charlie as the host. And it will be that way from 1 o'clock today until 8 o'clock Monday morning. There are only 3 hours this weekend where that won't be the case. Tonight from 8 to 10, Bailey and I will be on. Bales. And then on Sunday from 6 to 7, the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will be on. But those are the only 3 hours. Other than that, all Charlie, all the time, all weekend. And I'm sure you will enjoy that. And it's stuff that hasn't been played for a long time on this station. Because some of this stuff could be 6 years old, as far as I know. I just dumped a whole bunch of his shows into a folder, and they will be randomly picked out over the last 6 years. June 11th, 2014, through April the 8th, 2020. 3 times a week, the Charlie Evers Show was on. And that will be the duration. These fries are so good. You know, I ate at Stewart's actually last Saturday night. And there's something about the fries there that are just different than the fries anywhere else. You know, that's just good stuff. I haven't even got to the pie yet. I'm watching the clock click down. Do clocks still click? I'm watching the clock tick down to the top of the hour here so I can get in to this delicious food. Although, I will tell you, the chicken sandwich is gone. I already made it through the chicken sandwich. The chicken sandwich did not have a chance. And again, I want to thank Michelle from Stewart's Root Beer for dropping that off. That is very, very nice. Now, the person who was supposed to bring the pop today, I don't know what happened to her. Who knows? God bless her heart. But it's okay, because it turned out okay, because I got free lunch here. And I'm just, I figure we're eating lunch together. It's the lunch hour. So I figure you're eating lunch wherever you are, and I'm eating lunch here, and we're having a nice conversation. Now, I don't know how often you have friends good enough to deliver you food like that. I didn't even ask for it. Now, see, somebody will accuse me down the road of asking for it. I didn't ask for it. We're down to the final five today. Anything anybody want to say before we go to the weekend? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will get you on the air. Would love to talk to you. It's been great to hear from Martha Douse this morning. One and only Queen of Dance. Great lady here in Marion. And a whole lot of other really good devoted listeners. Had a lot of fun and a lot of calls with Family Feud in the last hour. That was great. All right, at your job, out of 60 minutes in each hour, how many hours do you spend doing actual work? We've got 45 minutes, 30 minutes, and 15 minutes. What answers don't we have? 740-383-9944. Any answers? You know, these fries, when they cool, are even better. they get a little kick to them. They solidify a little bit. Very good. Now, strawberry pie. What is the filling inside strawberry pie? I don't know that I've ever asked that. I know you have strawberries on the outside, and you obviously have crust. But what is that stuff that you have in the middle of the strawberry pie? What's the congealing in the middle of a strawberry pie? It's kind of white, but I don't know what it is. What do you put in the middle of a strawberry pie? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour on this Friday afternoon. Having a great time here on WWGH Radio, the Exchange Club. Next week, we have a whole lot of great programming planned for you. Hope you tune in. All the great staff here, Nate Redman, Pastor Whitaker, Linda Sims, Sean Kraft, Adam Lepp, Terry Tackett, Mike Wilson, Glenn Coble, the whole bunch, who make everything fun and exciting and enjoyable to come and be here. And it's always a group effort. And that's the great thing. And we'll have our big anniversary party on June the 10th. I'm not sure what day of the week that is, but that will be our 6th anniversary here at WWGH Radio, celebrating 6 years on the air. We always do a big 2-hour special, and we will do that on June the 10th. That'll be a lot of fun. 58 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, last Friday in May, 2019. Now, again, I do want to remind you, all weekend, starting at 1 o'clock today, 10 minutes after 1, starting in about 10 minutes, it'll be the Best of Charlie Evers all weekend. I don't know what the shows will be. They'll be randomly chosen out of the 3,000-plus hours that we have of Charlie on this station. So you will want to stay tuned for that. That is going to be something to behold. I'm excited to see what comes up. I don't know. I haven't heard some of these shows in so long. You know, you think if they picks a show from 2014 or 15, that hasn't been heard on the air for 5 years. So it'll be great to go back and listen to some of these programs that possibly could be heard. There could be some that go back 6 years. And as I said, I did not pick these. So they will be randomly picked and randomly played on the air today, starting at 1:10. Well, it's been a great week of celebration. And, you know, I say this as I look over here at the wall, because there are so many pictures in this studio of Charlie. You know, there's a picture right here next to me of Charlie, myself, and Mr. McFeely. There's a picture over across the way of Charlie when he was a child. I don't know how old he is there, probably 3-4 years old, he brought in. There's a picture of him from the WMRN days that Jeff Ruth brought in here when he retired. This picture's probably from the 80s or 90s. I think it's from Cubberley's. There's a picture of Mr. Jingling and Charlie and myself and Miss Ohio and Nikolai Volkov, the professional wrestler, up on the wall from a charity show we did. There's one of, what was her name? Shannon O'Neill, Martha Dowse, Dave Kaler, Marianne Michaels, Charlie and myself from an episode of The Exchange Club we did. And those are just the pictures here in this studio of Charlie. And there's some on the outside walls. So, you know, it's been a great week of celebration. I hope you enjoy the Charlie Evers shows that air all weekend this weekend. It's a tremendous loss to lose him. But we're going to remember him for a long, long time through the work he did that's preserved in the archive of this station. We're going to remember him through the great things he did in this community. Every time you drive by the Marion County Courthouse and see Lady Justice, you got to think of Charlie Evers. When you drive by Evers Arena at the fairgrounds, when you have Buckeye Chuck take place every year, when the Peanut Push takes place every year, you know, these are things that were from the brain and the mind of Charlie Evers. And I don't think anybody had that type of longevity or that type of career. And yeah, the Bikes Across Ohio, he did that for so long and rode his bike well into his 80s. I know he was still riding his bike when he came to this station. Probably rode it until he was 81 or 82 years old. How many people can say that? So it's a tremendous career. And it's a career that lasted 52 years. 52 years. Well, I tell you, Charlie, it's been great paying tribute to you, and it was great knowing you for 15-plus years, and great being with you here on this station for 6 years, and I'll miss you forever, but you know what? Your voice will never go off this station. As long as this station's on the air, so will Charlie Evers, as it should be. That's it for me this week, folks. Stay tuned, and I'm so glad I can say this one last time. Coming up next, Charlie Evers. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma,